Our treasure map of desire. Original intent. As self-serving as it may sound, we came here to this blessed planet with only one intent. To find ways to feel good most of the time, not just some of the time. And if we'll just pay attention to it, we'll have a personally engraved treasure map to happiness. Here's why. Here's why. When we're having good feelings about anything, it means we're on track with our original intent, which is to feel good, to be happy, and to vibrate way up there. We're on track toward something we believe will enhance our life, therefore make us feel better, therefore raise our frequencies, therefore bring us closer to our natural state. So here's the key. Original intent always manifests as a desire. A desire for anything that will get our passion going, be it a new red Ferrari or a desire to live in harmony with all life. Or it could be an old desire to live by the beach or learn to play the piano. Either way, it's a desire. It's something that we want. But society's pressure is unrelenting, causing us all too often to succumb to our shoulds by heading us off in the opposite direction of our happiness-making desires. So now we're off course, which is sadly where most of us live most of the time. We veered away from our original intent by vibrating in the low frequency of social conscious fear-based stuff. One frequency is a downer. Social consciousness frequency is a downer. And the other is an upper original intent. That's the upper. And they will never mix. So now if we stay on that off-course path, we've joined the multitudes righteously following their hated low-frequency shoulds instead of their high-frequency joys. Needless to say, the results of that kind of relentless energy flow on this planet have not been pretty. So let's go back to your wanting a new car, which of course you do. You've been thinking and thinking about it off and on for years. So how come it's not parked out in your garage? Well, here's why. Okay, now, get into this with me. You're zipping along on the freeway one day, and sure enough, there's your dream car right in front of you. And you groan from envy because you think you can't afford it, right? Uh-huh. The yearning starts. You look at the car with great longing and shake your head in a, man, wouldn't it be nice? Kind of discouragement. So instead of feeling all jazzed at seeing your dream car, you're feeling sunk, accompanied with that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, hell, just forget it. Which is precisely why it is not parked in your garage. You're focusing on something you don't want. You're focusing on the lack of having the car, all because of your perception, that you can't afford it. Now that downer feeling is what I call a red flag. Your clue that the way you're flowing your energy, meaning thinking and feeling about it, is guaranteed to keep your dream car away. So now all you have to do is change the way you think and feel about that car, which is your desire, your original intent, and it's yours. We float this sort of downer feeling energy out from us every day, which is why we've gotten precious little of whatever it is that we've been hoping for. Our focus and feelings are squarely on what we don't have. So that's all we've ever magnetized in, more don't have. The law of physics never changes. We get what we focus on. Focus on the lack of something, and that's what we're guaranteed to get. Because what the universe gives us in every moment of every day corresponds precisely with what we are vibrating. So the bottom line is, if we're not feeling up when we think about something, we're flowing some degree of negative emotion, a major red flag warning telling us to pay attention to what we're sending out. Now, in our playful example of your red car, if what you're feeling when you think about it isn't giving you some kind of an emotional high, like some sort of goosebumpy turn on, some kind of neat buzz, some kind of warm fuzzy, some kind of rush, or some kind of delight in any form, then you're feeling and projecting just the opposite. Negative vibrations from your frustration over not having the car. So do you start to see that from our focus on lack, we can never attract the opposite. To attract whatever it is we want into our lives, we have to change our focus, which will change our feelings, which will change our vibrations. Okay, let's get this snafu turned around now so that red car could be yours. So now back to our original formula. You identify what you don't want, which is what? You don't want any more of not having the red car, right? You identify what you do want. That's easy. You want the red car. Number three, you get into the feeling place of what you want, and that's where we are right now. Then, number four, you expect and you listen and you allow it to happen. Now, ready? Instead of wishing or yearning for the car when you see it or think about it, which only makes you feel lousy anyhow, start appreciating that little sucker, its style, its wheels, its interior, its speed, its ego appeal. And so as you bathe in the all-encompassing pride of your soon-to-be acquisition and drink in the opulent new car smells and mirror-like finish and out-of-this-world sound system, all of your increasingly magnetic vibrations are totally positive, which means you're sending out a powerful new signal that's creating an unobstructed pathway for your desire to magnetize itself into your world. In fact, with all those up, 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 up vibes you're sending out, you're a veritable walking high-frequency magnet, feeling really, really good, flying green flags of feel-good all over the place. Your feelings are in agreement with your original intent to have fun. You stopped attracting more of what you don't want and are now seriously attracting more of what you do want. And by the way, never mind how you're going to pay for it. Not now. That's not your job. So, put glum feelings out and you're going to get glum circumstances back. If, on the other hand, you allow yourself to be turned on by thinking about your dream car and insist to yourself that things are now in the process of turning around, no matter what you may see in front of you to the contrary, then those positive thoughts will ultimately magnetize in your desires. Remember, it's the feelings that will do it. Not the thoughts alone. It's the feelings that create the magnetism and the vibration and the waves we send out. It's the feelings that come from our thoughts.